Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I am calling because it's a charge on my card from you guys that I didn't authorize.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Your zip code?
18052.
15082.
18052.
And what was your first and last name?
My name is Sonia Celaya.
Yes, and I do see an account for Sonia. Could you verify your mailing address?
2283 MacArthur Row, Apartment 2, or P.O. Box 554, Whitehall, PA 18052.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So your order was placed for a Wi-Fi booster. However, this account was canceled earlier today.
Yes. So, what about the $56.95? Because I wanted a full refund on that. And
there was a 50% refund that was offered, and then the call disconnected, and we called back twice.
Called back twice? No, you didn't.
Yes, and we actually had to call back twice, and then we left a message offering a 50% refund.
No, but I want a full refund.
The most we can offer is a 50%.
Why?
Because the order for the Wi-Fi booster was placed.
Okay, for the booster, because that was supposed to be a free gift.
Whenever you place the order, that's a gift for entering our subscription. That's stated throughout the website whenever you place the order.
That's not what I read.
We apologize. The terms and conditions were overlooked, but they're stated on the website. The most we can offer is a 50% refund.
All right, give me the 50% refund, and I'm going to report you people. I'm going
to
put you everywhere.
How
you scamming people?
Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie. 25, 89, 59, 13, 5.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.